Time now for It's the Law, our weekly look at legal issues in Switzerland. Stephanie Fo from BCCC Attorneys at Law joins me now. And today we're discussing rental contracts and what to look out for. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Alex.
Now, when an apartment is rented, a rent contract is signed. What should the contract contain?
Well, in a nutshell, the contract contains details about the apartment itself. And in addition, it sets all the rights and obligations of the tenant and of the landlord.
Okay, but as a lawyer, what do you recommend the contract should contain?
Well, first of all, the length of the agreement, what it is set about, how big the apartment is, what it contains, any additional costs, if there are any, like heating, garbage disposal. Of course, the term of notice, it's got to be defined how long you have to give the advance notice about it. If you have to do a deposit, anything which is related to redecoration of the apartment when you're coming in or when you're leaving it. What would happen if there's a rent increase? What are the conditions you need to look for? And you also have to be sure that you have a protocol about the state of the apartment when you take it. If there is furnished apartment, if you're in a furnished apartment, make sure that you know what is in the apartment, what type of furniture is in the apartment, and check what sort of the quality is.
And if anything's damaged, that it's written down before you take your lease.
Definitely, because you'll be liable for it in the end.
Okay.
And if there are general house rules or repairs you need to ask for, that has all got to be set in writing, because the minute you've signed the agreement, tenant and landlord are bound by the agreement.
Okay, so now you mentioned deposit. Some landlords ask for deposit. Is that pretty usual?
It's absolutely usually. Most landlords ask for the deposits, which is actually refunded to you when you move out, you can get it back in a certain delay.
Okay, what does the rent and charge, what do they cover? And what are you paying for the rent, especially in Switzerland, which can be quite high in some cities?
Very high, particularly in Geneva. The rent, of course, pays the apartment, but it can also set other things you're paying for, like extra costs, such as garbage removal, street and house cleaning costs, heating and water. You've got to make sure that you understand what it is covering. It can also depend on if it is set on an individual basis or if it's for the whole house and then divided by the number of tenants in the house.
Okay. Now, you mentioned also that the contract can contain house rules. Is this also legally binding? Can the lease also contain house rules and other regulations?
Most leases do contain house rules, and you've got to be careful because we are in Switzerland.
Even minor house rules, like no excess noise after 10 o'clock or something.
Even minor rules. Okay. And they go a lot in front of court, and people get very, very upset about them. Typically, the rules which are set down are no excessive noise between 10 in the evening and 6 in the morning, no showers or baths in the middle of the night, restriction on children, where can they go, what can you put as shoes in front of your house or in front of your door, are you allowed to put your garbage down in front of the house, what is the colour of the dustbin. I mean, the wonderful film The Swiss Makers do a good short story about it all.
Okay, all right. Now, maybe after you've heard that or read your contract and realized there are house rules or getting harassed by people because you're not meeting house rules, you may want to terminate the lease. What is the usual notice period to terminate the lease?
The usual notice is 3 months at a minimum. Most leases provide for 1 year lease, but you've got to make sure that you do it nicely in advance so that you don't get caught into a next year without wanting to. And both parties usually have the same duration.
Okay, now when leaving the rental, because I've now terminated my lease, I want to leave the rental, what do I have to do? What are my obligations?
Well, you've got to first of all clean your apartment really
right.
nicely to
okay.
make sure that it looks absolutely spick and span. You've got to make sure that if there are redecoration necessities, you have to advise the landlord. And anything which is small redecoration, like stopping up the holes in the walls and fixing scratches on the wooden floor, you should do yourself to make sure that it looks really as it looked when you took it in, so that you're not liable for whatever has gone wrong during your lease.
Okay, all right. Now, how do I protect myself against defects and liability?
Well, the first thing is, when you do intend to leave the apartment, call the landlord, he will come in and look at the apartment together and inspect any defects. Write everything down, make sure that he gets a copy of the entire list of what has gone wrong or might go wrong, and give it to him. And when you move in or out, it's always the same process. You need documentation for evidence reasons in front of a court.
Okay. All right. Now, any other recommendations you have for any quick things you can recommend?
Well, the quick things I can recommend, there are very good associations, tenants association with Sigis in Switzerland. I mean, if you do have an issue, go to them, ask for advice and do it before you have the issue because you'll get good advice from them.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome, Alex.
That's our segment, It's the Law, for this week with Stephanie Fole from BCCC Attorneys at Law. You can hear that segment and previous segments at our website, worldradio.ch. And if you have any legal questions, you can send them to studio@worldradio.ch.